Plymouth County Sheriff's deputies arrested an Akron man for sexual abuse charges. 64-year-old Kevin Jacobs was taken into custody on Wednesday, March 31st. Warrants had been issued out of the Plymouth County for Jacobs on four counts of sexual abuse in the second degree, which are categorized as a Class B felony, and one count of sexual abuse in the third degree, a Class C felony. Following an investigation in which a minor child alleged that Jacobs had touched the child inappropriately, the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office requested those arrest warrants. Jacobs was taken into custody without incident and booked into the Plymouth County Jail. Authorities responded to two separate accidents Friday afternoon that happened within minutes of each other. The first accident was reported at around 3 o'clock at Central Avenue and 4th Street Southeast. Initial contact by a Dodge pickup truck had occurred with another vehicle at Central Avenue. However, that pickup truck continued for nearly another block and was stopped only after hitting a street light utility pole, causing the power line to snap and the utility pole to lean. Upon preliminary investigation, Lamar's police suspect that the accident may have happened due to some sort of medical condition. The driver was taken to Floyd Valley Healthcare by the Lamar's ambulance. There were no additional injuries associated with that accident. MidAmerican Energy responded to the scene to reset the utility pole and to connect electricity to the street lamp. The second accident happened at approximately 3:45 p.m. at the intersection of 2nd Avenue Southeast and 7th Street Southeast. That collision involved three vehicles, but fortunately there were no injuries. The Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department was summoned to both accident scenes. The Lamar's Police Department is investigating both accidents. Both the Lamar's Community High School and Galen Catholic High School will hold their junior-senior proms on Saturday. At Lamar's Community, students will have the opportunity to eat prior to the start of the promenade. The promenade will be streamed online, but only parents will be allowed inside the gymnasium to view the event live and take photographs. Parents are being asked to sit in the east bleachers of the new competition gymnasium. Once students have walked the promenade, they will be allowed to watch their classmates and friends, or they can return to the lobby area. Adrienne Morgan is a junior at the Lamar's Community High School and serves on the prom decorating committee. Morgan says that this year's seniors chose the theme to represent Las Vegas.
So this year our theme is Las Vegas, so like it has to do with poker chips, card games, lights, a lot of lights. We've got some fountains, palm trees, stuff like that.
She explains the promenade walk and the various photo stops with Las Vegas-themed backgrounds.
For our first stop, we have an arch that has cards on the top, which say 2021 for the year. And then we have some lights in the back of it that are displaying lights off of it. And then our second stop is a paper on a piece of black wood that says Las Vegas on it and then has some palm trees around it.
Actually has the sign that when people come into Las Vegas and welcome that, so that's kind of the replica of that welcome sign then.
And then the third stop is a tapestry of a picture of a king and queen suit card. And then on the sides of it, we have four dice, each four big boxes of dice. And then for our fourth stop, we have an arc that will have balloons on the top and dice on the side and poker chips along with the dice for the sides.
A junior class student tells how Las Vegas was selected as this year's theme.
So the seniors get to pick from a huge Google slide or a Google form, like what they want to do. And then it's like a kind of like a process of elimination thing. So like once you like go to like the final four, then you finally vote for them. And then Las Vegas was won this year.
Okay.
Morgan says that there are plenty of fun activities scheduled for the after prom.
So some of the activities we have are laser tag, axe throwing, bingo, we're playing poker, and there's a few others. I just can't think of them right now.
Let's go back to axe throwing. That sounds a little dangerous.
They're just plastic. Like they're little balloon type things. You throw them and stuff like
that. And students can also participate in dodgeball, and a hypnotist will also be on hand for additional fun. Students will gather at 1:15 a.m. in the Little Theater for drawings for the prizes to conclude the evening. Galen Catholic High School students will be enjoying an evening of prom activities that would showcase a person's imagination. The selected prom theme for Galen is A Night in Oz. Students will attend Mass. Students will begin prom activities by attending Mass at 5:30, then immediately following will be the annual promenade held inside the Vi Kellen Gymnasium. Parents and others are welcome to take photos of the students during the promenade. However, masks are required to be worn. Once the grand promenade is completed, students will then gather at the Willow Creek Golf Club for an evening banquet meal and dance. Following the dance, students will then go to Sioux City at the Drop Zone for their after-prom activities. Remsen St. Mary's will hold its 30th annual ball on Saturday, April 10th. Kara Harpenau, along with her husband Lee and Chad and Susan Tenninger, serves as the co-chairs for this year's event. Kara Harpenau says that the theme for this year's ball is Family of Faith, and due to COVID virus concerns, the event will be held virtually.
It is the 30th annual St. Mary's Ball. However, due to COVID, the ball has to be via virtual. So we will be doing a lot of stuff via Facebook page. We have Litterdale Catering out of Carroll, Iowa, preparing a meal which will feature pork loins, chicken breast with rice, potatoes, green beans, and a salad. Meals will be able to pick up, as all of our family or friends know, and we will have a virtual ball starting at 7 p.m. on Saturday night.
Harpenau says that tickets are selling for $125 for two meals, and everyone will need to pick up their meal at Remsen St. Mary's High School between 4:30 to 6 p.m.
Everybody will come to the St. Mary's High School to pick up their meal, and that'll be from 4:30 to 6 p.m. on Saturday. And then we are also doing a delivery option, so we will have some parents and some high schoolers delivering meals.
The highlight of the evening will include the auctioning of the naming rights to the Remsen St. Mary's Gymnasium.
The family that purchases the gym, we will have a banner set up, and that is always displayed in our St. Mary's gym. And then when we have home games, you know, that they will always announce the naming of the gym on who that gym is in honor of or in memory.
The Remsen St. Mary's Ball co-chair says that they do hope to provide some fun activities for participants for this year's ball.
For the virtual ball, we have some fun ideas planned. We have a couple ideas of people sending in photos of their parties. If you are with family and friends, we would like photos of that sent in. If you're with a group of people and you're dressed up in your St. Mary's apparel, we would like that sent in as well. We have the virtual ball, again, starting at 7. That will start with Father Bill saying our prayer. And we will have the bidding of our gym. And then we have some entertainment plans from 2007 alumni Danica Port.
Harpenau says that the money raised through the annual ball will go towards the purchase of educational materials for Remsen St. Mary's schools.
The funds that are brought in, those will go towards our school for textbooks and Chromebooks and all technology that the school needs. And then we are also trying to raise money to update one of our school suburbans.
For additional information or to purchase tickets, you can call 712-540-5215 or 712-540-8931.